The first step to leading others is to lead yourself. Welcome to episode 211 of the Walking Leader Podcast. As always, the Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. My name is David Guerra, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. So without delay, let's get this episode started. What is self-leadership? At the Amy Franco website, and the link is on the show notes, Amy describes self-leadership as, quote, how you lead your own life, setting your course, following it, and correcting as you go. Life and businesses are often intertwined. So it also reflects how you work with clients, colleagues, and the leadership in your organization. Self-leadership is something that needs continual focus at the individual, contributor, and emerging leadership levels of your organization. So Amy ties it all together that it is you, it is also the organization, it's all together. So it's about growth, something to think about it. And I wholeheartedly agree with this definition, making no changes, modifications to this definition. However, I'd like to add to it that when it comes to self-leadership, you cannot, if you do not have it, then don't even consider yourself a leader. Don't even be, you know, a leader. Don't even call yourself a leader. You have to take the initiative and you have to lead yourself first, and then others will follow. See, self-leadership is also very subjective in my definition of self-leadership. It's certainly different than the definition others may have. It's what their opinion, it's their definition. And again, you can't knock it. You have to be careful. In those that are very heavy-handed when they criticize your self-leadership or what self-leadership, what they believe it should be, well, just something to consider. And this has just come from my experience. It's usually those that are woefully lacking in that department, in that self-leadership department, because they're looking for something else. They're looking for something else. You know, they may criticize your abilities or more than likely your inability to lead to their standard. Now, when individuals start comparing styles, then where is the self-leadership? See, self-leadership is not about comparing yourself to others. That's not what it is. So be careful not to criticize the style of others, to each their own. And if they feel it makes them feel superior to criticize you, well, go ahead and let them. It will catch up to them. Remember, you got to worry about yourself. You're going to lead yourself first. Why is it important to have self-leadership and be a self-leader? Well, this is rather simple. Followers want leaders that lead by example. Remember, lead by example. Those that lead by example, well, they do. And because they follow others that lead by example. See, leaders that lead by example set themselves up as a real-time example that others look at and say, this individual lives by their actions, right? So it's important. Once you start in the path of leading by example, there's no time for slacking off, no time to change over to a do as I say, not as I do mindset. No, you can't do that. Once you do that, you're lost. It's all lost. Seriously, that is not the way to lead, the do as I say, not as I do, especially to lead yourself. See, play that do as I say, not as I do game and with yourself, and you will find yourself as nothing but a mixed bowl of contradictions. It's going to affect you. It's going to kind of, well, people will see through you, not just affect you personally, but affect you outwardly. And people will see that, wait a minute, this guy, this gal, this individual is just a mixed bag of contradictions and it's not going to work. Why would I want to follow someone like that? So think about it that way. Why would they want to follow someone who's not leading by example? Who can be a self-leader? Well, in case no one has told you, that self-leader has to be you. That's right, you. You have to take the initiative upon yourself and get to work. No one's going to tap you on the shoulder and tell you, hey, you have to be a self-leader. But if you truly want someone to tell you that you need to be a self-leader, well, here it is. Listen up. Hey, you. Yes, you. It is time to stand up. Hold your chin up. Roll your shoulders back. Step up. Step in and take control of your life. Lead your life. Be the leader of your life. And again, be the leader of your life. There you go. Now get back to work. If you need to hear that every day until it sinks in, then by all means, come back and replay this as often as you need. But again, realize it's time to stand up, hold your chin up, roll your shoulders back, step up, step in, and take control of your life. Lead your life. Be the leader of your life. So, when is the right time to be a self-leader? Well, it's always. Under all conditions and under all circumstances, you are responsible for you. Of course, if you're under 18, living at home, yes, mom and dad are responsible for you. However, you also have to understand this, that you're going to soon be out on your own, and that time is fast approaching. See, once you're out there, you know, and you're not actively leading yourself, then you're truly... Are you truly cut out to be an adult? Are you truly prepared to be an adult? Now, this may come as a sting. This may sting a bit, but by the time you graduate high school and your parents, if they have not instilled a sense of responsibility, purpose, initiative, and taking action, then they did you wrong. They truly did you wrong. See, when I was 18 and graduated high school, I knew what the next 4 years of my life would entail. And I willingly stepped in and did the best that I could during those next subsequent 4 years. And they were the greatest 4 years of my life. And it wasn't going to college. I went to college later, but it wasn't going to college. But I had a plan. And that's what it's all about, it taking and having that plan. See, today I cannot believe just how many young individuals feel it is perfectly fine to graduate high school and then continue to live at home without a job of any kind. And then continue to badmouth their parents. The people that are working hard to pay the bills, to put a roof over their heads, they badmouth them. Seriously, where's the self-leadership there? But they want to be treated like adults. They want to be treated like individuals. They want to be, but they're not leading themselves. Now, I'm not solely blaming the young ones. I also blame the parents and the family members that have contributed all their lives for creating those self-centered children that now they do not want to deal with. Sad. They want to destroy the very monster they spent all that time creating because, oh, it was cute at first and then it became, well, what it became. And they became what they wanted all along. Now, don't get me wrong. There's plenty of blame to go around, myself included. So, how do you become a self-leader? First and foremost, be open-minded. Also, being open-minded also means that you 100% know and understand that you know nothing. You know nothing. I know nothing. I know maybe sliver of a fraction of that little gap right there. I know nothing. I know a lot, but I know nothing still. There's still so much to learn. We have to know that. We have to know that there's still so much to learn in our lives. High school diploma, GED, vocational certification, undergraduate degree, master's degree, PhD, it doesn't matter, MD, LMNOP, whatever. JD, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're working on or what you've already achieved. Kudos to you. What does matter is knowing and understanding that there's still so much more to learn and to achieve. And once knowing all that, then once you know that, hey, there's so much more to learn, then it also takes having a plan, a goal, a mission, a vision for yourself and where you want to be and how far you want to go. And then you have to have the discipline to be constant, consistent, and committed, the three C's. Then you act on all that, with all that. And next is the most important. Know that life happens and that plans change. Thus, you have to roll with the punches and change or adjust those plans as things happen, as you go along in life. See, no matter what happens, you've got to keep doing what you say you're going to do. And you've got to keep doing it. And you've got to keep leading yourself by example at your own pace, on your own timetable. And when it comes to what others say about you and your process and your timetable, well, all I can say is never mind the bullocks, full speed ahead. So ultimately, when it comes to self-leadership, it's all about you and doing what you need to do to lead yourself to a better place. It's all about leading yourself every day and challenging yourself every day to be better than you were yesterday. That's really what it's about. Self-leadership is not about being a narcissist. It's not about being a sociopath or a psychopath. But it most certainly is not about being a pushover or being led around by the nose, being led around by the opinions and thoughts of others. No, it's not about that. Self-leadership is all about knowing you can be more than you can be more by being open, by being disciplined, and most of all, know that working at your own self-leadership will never end. It's going to continue forever. Self-leadership means you have to do what is right for you, not because you believe it will magically transform you overnight. If that's why you're doing it, then, well, let me tell you, you're doing it for the wrong reason. There's no magic beans. There's no magic potion. That's right. You're wrong. If that's what you believe, you see, you got to go. You must know. You must do it knowing that there's no magic potion, but hard work. That's the magic potion. And I know it's a four-letter word, work. But you still have to put in that hard work. You have to do it every day. See, self-leadership means that you are leading yourself first. So do yourself a huge solid and lead yourself down the path that you've always wanted to go down as you follow that leader you've always wanted to follow. And guess what? Self-leadership, yes, it means that you have to be the leader that you have always wanted to follow. So follow that leader. Follow yourself down that path towards greatness every single day. Well, we've reached the end of episode 211, and if you have a question, then leave me a voicemail at the Walking Leader Hotline at 956-720-0060 or tweet it to me at Dave Guerra. You've been listening to the Walking Leader podcast with me, David Guerra. Come back next time where we continue taking the steps on our walking leader journey to becoming better leaders and followers. And remember, we must always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.